So, my next question is, in you guys' opinion, what's appropriate age to get married?
Well, the appropriate age to be honest with you for a man. So it's my understanding is different between men and women.
Okay. Yeah, I
For
agree. Yep.
right. So for men, to be honest with you, whenever you are able to one, afford a house, that's a big thing. Have your own car, and then you have to make sure that your salary is enough to provide. If you want to have children, to provide for the amount of children that you want to have. And then also for women, so there isn't really an age for men. If I would say so, in this day and age, it would be in your 30s. It would be in your 30s because that's normally when you actually, if you are in a career that's lateral, then that is mostly when you are actually have all that money saved up where you're living comfortably. You're paying your bills. You're mostly probably almost college debt. Your college loans are gone, or
Yeah.
you're almost about to pay those off, so that you can supplement that those monies that you was having paying those bills and invested that back into your family to protect yourself. So it would be in your 30s now,
Okay. Are we
and
talking mid-30s, middle-30s? Are we
I would say the safest would be your mid-30s
Okay.
to be
That's
safe.
kind of what I was thinking, like the 32 to 35 range.
Okay. Yeah, I
And
was thinking 32 to 35. Yeah, 32 to 35.
What about you, D? What is your perspective on that? What is your age, you think?
I think for men, yeah, y'all are spot on for men for sure, because that's important. In particular, now more than ever, for even a man too, it's important for you to even be able to protect and provide safely so that your When I think about children, your woman is able to hopefully be able to raise children and be able to teach them and guide them. So certainly you need to be at least, I would prefer graduated from college for a woman, because I think by that time she's taken in, some know-how of how to operate within the world and, education to be able to pass on to the child. So I would say like 22, like 21, 22, 23, to where you're really putting yourself in the place of being found. Right?
For
So
okay,
it may
so
not
for a
have the real
woman,
hope.
so you're saying for a woman 21 to 24?
I would
Wow.
think for
So
a safe, only in
wow.
particular
Yeah.
because, for one, I am a firm advocate of you not getting married and having kids right away, like at the same
Okay.
time. Once
Okay.
you've gotten married, take some time to enjoy yourself. You don't want to add in children so fast, because you're already just putting challenges, right? Raising children is a
Yeah.
challenge, and you're just introducing challenges when you're still trying to get adjusted to the whole marriage life. Like, don't set yourself up like that. So you adequately want to be able to enjoy your husband, get on his program, understand him. I spent a lot of our time just getting to know my husband. Like, before we had children, I think I was 23 when we had our first son. So getting to,
Wow.
but we got married when I was 21. So
Okay.
within that time, I was able to, just get to know him. And, I was working and stuff like that, but I was understanding our dynamic, our roles. How did he like the house? How do I like the house? How can I get comfortable of doing, the day-to-day life for us, and then adding in children and stuff. If you marry it within like 30 or even like 27, 28, your mind is naturally on, okay, I gotta hurry up and have kids. I want to hurry up and have kids. I don't want to have a difficult pregnancy. I don't want to be struggling with this, man and
Wow.
woman,
Okay.
So
I
we
didn't think
want to
about it
not
that
bring
way.
Yeah.
that in.
Yeah.
Cause I was thinking 25 to 29. Cause you brought up a good point. You brought up a good point. Like, women should graduate college, figure out kind of career wise. And that was another question I was gonna ask. And then really understanding and learning your husband, and also being in tune of being a mother, potential mother. So you're saying, so your age range you're talking is 21 to 25? Is that
Yeah,
kind of
I think 25 is maybe too high. I would go as the top 24, like you said, 21 to 24, to where you're actually looking to get married, to where you're married by 25, like at the
okay.
latest. Like, you're actually, if you want to have that time of even being engaged.
I was thinking 25 to 29.
Yeah, that's that. Too late. I mean, to be honest,
You think
because
it's too late?
your mind frame is different. Your mind frame's already on, like, during that time, you're like, all right, I'm ready for this. I want to do this, this, and this. And then even so, you're kind of stuck in your ways so much that you're less receptive to a man and being able to merge your life with him. By that time, you've lived on your own for a good amount of time where you like things where you like things. And so you're less receptive to if a man tells you, oh, well, I like this a little bit like this. You're more like, no, I've been doing this for this long. You know, my way is just fine. You know what I'm saying? It's a little less easy to blend realities with a mind that's so, what you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right. So
that's
you
true.
Don't.
And that in women, our brains process and receive at an earlier age. We stop developing our brains, I think it was 14?
But the growth, your brain
growth,
fully growth, is fully at full growth at 14 for women.
Right, at 14 for women. So if you're thinking about that being the disciplines that she's learned naturally within her mind of the habits and behaviors that she has taken on, if that's already set in stone by that age, and then you're adding in immersing yourself into the life environment, you're taking in new perspectives and realities, and hopefully that's what a lot of it you learn through college. You have come to understand yourself, at least what you value out of life as a woman. That's what a lot of women, they're like, oh, I don't know, I want to get the time to know myself. Well, it don't take you too long to know yourself if you're actively looking to know yourself. You know, you have to be deliberate and intentional. If that time is going to be for that, then also utilize it for a time to meet men that of a caliber of where they would be good husbands. That in particular is the most, that's the biggest opportunity for you to reach and connect a large amount of men at one time. Because after you have left the college scene, the only other place is work. And if you don't want to date with anybody within your job of where you're at, you're less likely to meet that partner, that spouse, because you're not going out too much. You're working. You done settled into your day-to-day life. You're not introduced to all the men that you could possibly be a wife to. And so you got to take advantage of those optimal times for you to set yourself up for the best results. And that's really what this is about.
Let me ask a question about that, but go ahead, Jay. I got some questions about this.
my question then is like, so just based on what you both just said, you know, like, and we all seem to have come to a consensus on, for women it seems to be 21 to 25, and for men it seems to be 32 to 35, right? So, you know, like that, the age ranges don't necessarily.
Yeah, that's up. That's where I was. Yeah.
So how per se do you say, you know, like, because I don't know about y'all, but 21 to 25, I wasn't 20, necessarily.
That's I was gonna add to that. Okay, this is my opinion, right? 21 to 29, right, is what you're saying, right? As far as a woman should get married. 21 to 25. A man, do you agree a man 32 to 35?
Yes. Yeah. And then because of that shape, if I can take this, because as a woman in particular, when you're choosing to be a wife, you have one or two options. One, you're going to get married with a man who's younger. And that is that homogamous relationship that a lot of women love to fantasize about, because you're getting that younger partner, that spouse, that younger guy that looks good, that has that swag, that has that, you know, all of that, because y'all are of the same age. That is ideally, if you want to be married and then be building a life with a man, that is your ideal age to get with him when he is, you know, in that environment. So if you're at that age, if you want to do that struggle of, exactly. But if you are wanting to be married and have that soft life, like a lot of women nowadays are idolizing, they don't want to have to contribute to a man being a man. That's where a lot of our culture has come from. They don't want to do the work for that. Well, okay, if that is the case, then if you want a man who is all together, ready for you to go, and you're willing to compete with the other women amongst the finish line waiting for this man who is all put together, that age is going to be within 32 and whatever, you know, 32, 35 or higher, you know, whatever you, how high you want to go. That's the reality of the situation that women have to deal with and face. And I recognize that at a young age, like, okay, let me see, if you're willing to bet on potential, and you're good at your discernment, and you're able to be comfortable in doing and taking that bet, then go for it, do that. But if you're not willing to do that, and you want that man to give you that prenup, and you're willing to sign up quickly, you know, right along the line and fall into line, then sure, he's going to have to be an older man because that younger man is not going to be able to do that. But
okay,
you know, I think that's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rob, let me ask you a question, Rob, because I really want to diagnose this, right? Because I don't want this to turn into controversial or anything like that. But let me ask you a question, Rob. Because I think this is a good topic. I'm not trying to you know, sway anybody's opinion. But let me ask you a question, Rob. The time you married your wife, right, D, at the age between 21 and 25, right? Her learning to be a wife, her understanding how to be a wife. At that age, did you see that as being rare?
I did not.
You did not?
I didn't think, to be honest with you, I didn't think much of it, you know, to be honest
with
you. Wow. I found that out now, that's how rare it is.
Okay. There it is right there. So you find that out that it's rare now. So do you think women between the ages of 21 and 25 aren't taking the same steps your wife did?
Of course.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
That's why we created wifeconomics.com.
Yeah, that's not right.
So you think they are or they're you think they are
no,
or they're
not?
They're not. That brings me to my point. So you're saying women should get married at the age between 21 and 25, right? Mm-hmm. Rob thinks that women between 21 and 25 aren't learning to get married.
Not at all.
A wife.
So that seems
that's why I said I think 25 to 29 and I wanted to ask this, right? At the age of 21 to 25, right? You graduate from college and this is my opinion. I think women have a choice. They either can learn to be in a relationship or they can learn how to establish a career. Right? And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Are women now taking more of a path to, I'm going to build a career, I'm going to take care of myself, I'm going to learn how to provide, and when the time is right, as time goes by, I'll learn how to be a wife.
Yeah, but that, like y'all said, that doesn't merge. It doesn't, that's not the reality. You have one or two choices. And if you make that choice, you have to accept all the consequences that come with that choice. So regardless of if you miss that window of opportunity or not, you and everything within you is going to feel all the ramifications for not doing things in an optimal time. Like that's just, I mean, that's why.
I agree. But I think Ms. D, the way you learn to be a wife at the age between 21 and 25 is very rare. It's very rare. I don't think women between 21 and 25 are learning how to be a wife.
They're not.
But this is the thing, they used to.
Yeah.
If you look at the ages.
I agree. Right. But that came from the mothers.
I think it was more culturally accepted. It was more what was pushed out of a woman wanting to be a wife. See, now what we're seeing more than ever is that desire to get that bag and all that other stuff.
But the
reality of that is less than 6% of women actually make $100,000 and more to sustain them for a lifetime. And that is a huge number that is a reality. So you can hope and wish on a star all you want to of if you're really going to be able to live and sustain the rest of your life as a single woman or not. And the choices that you make in your young is going to decide whether or not that's harder for you. That is something that we have to let people know.
Because people
aren't aware of the choices that they're making and like, oh, they're selling me this dream that I can do all of this, but is this really actually something that's going to take place? Or am I just wishing and hoping on a star that time will come? When in reality, you can. You have a choice. If you're choosing to want to be a wife, then you have an optimal time where you should be doing that. Now, it's not to say that it's too late. There you certainly can be intentional, but that's where you have to really be deliberately intentional in wanting to learn how to be a wife and getting onto another man's a man's program and actually being, you know, in that harmonious relationship with him. But unfortunately, what we're seeing is the result of a lot of people having to learn the hard way. And that's always been the case. Like if you don't learn the hard way, then, you know, and have that experience for yourself, then sometimes it doesn't get you the course correct.
Right. And I wanted to add too that a lot of men who are marrying, they're not marrying their same age, you know, right. they're not marrying their peers.
Because they feel
a lot of my friends who want to get married, they want to marry younger women. And, you know, like 25. You know,
okay.
my friends around 32, 30, in that 32, 35 range.
I think that's a good range. That 20, right. 32 to 25 is a good range. But when you talk about 35, I mean, 30, you're 35 and she's 22?
Well, right. it depends on, as well, as much as I see that women are learning to want to do that, though. Like, they're wanting to position themselves and seeing that more than ever, but it needs to be that opportunity for them to do so.
Right.
And that is also rare. I think that is right. very rare. That is rare, because that's two different mindsets. Way two different mindsets.
Well, you see, and then also, too, having a younger wife, I mean, you can also teach her yeah. what you yeah. want. Yeah. your boundaries and then what you expect and all of that. But the caveat to that is also too the protection of the providership. You know, I'm Correct. Bringing all this money in, and you know, you're talking about student loans. I can possibly help you pay those, or you know, having that house. She's moving into my house.
I don't think you're getting that. I don't think you're getting that from a woman at 22 years old nowadays. I just don't. Well,
no, that's the reason why the message needs to be out there.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Change.
You see, times change, so we need to change with the times, but people are not. We're still stuck back.
I agree.
I think it's actually, though, a pendulum shift. And what is okay. happening, though, it's kind of shifting in a way to where women are realizing, one, they don't like the whole aspect of working. And they're like, wow, why did they sell us out to now? I realize that I do have to work the rest of my life, even if I want to have children, even if I want to do this, like, this isn't the life that I'm wanting. So what we're seeing now is those older women, they're understanding the ramifications of their choices, but these younger generations are watching and looking, okay. and the girls are okay. seeing that, hey, I want to be a wife, so I need to make choices and decisions based off of the women who got what I'm looking to get, not the okay. women who out here are living a life that I really don't want to live when I'm older.
So you're okay, that makes sense. So you're saying that the women between the ages of 21 and 25 are seeing the older women that chose the career and saying, hey, I don't want to have to depend on a career for all my life and not be able to have a family, be a wife. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the economy now more than ever is making that a harsh reality for people to face.
Yeah.
Because
it's no longer be a one income household.
A woman is expensive. Exactly. Yeah. And you yeah. realize that I cannot do this alone. I need a man. I need right. to have, yeah. and I, unless yeah. you want a sister wife or a girlfriend.
let me throw this out there too. October okay. 1st is a very important date that's coming up.
Okay.
And if you all didn't know it, college loans are going to have to be paid.
Yes, yes.
You're going to see yeah. a whole lot of crazy things going on after October 1st, dealing with, you know, a lot of women have a lot of college debt. And then also, too, if you haven't been paying it, that compounded interest.
Yeah.
And a lot yep. of people have yep. substituted their college loans for mortgages during COVID.
Yep. Yep.
So with that being said, you're going to see a lot of desperate people out here. That desperation to get married, you're going to see that. That's why one thing that I said was I'm predicting that more people are actually going to start getting married. Mm-hmm. They're going to start realizing how hard this is by themselves. And then they're going to have to do something different. They're going to have to change okay. this thing up, because what they're currently doing and how much money they currently are making is not going to equal the same after October 1st.
But then,
oh, that's a good point. Go ahead, Jay.
Here's a question for you then. I mean, you're saying that like women are starting to see the difference, but you also said that, you know, you make a choice between becoming a career woman or becoming a wife. But you know, like you said, the economics of the situation, people aren't able to do this on their own anymore. So if you are making the decision to be a wife, that means your career is going to suffer.
That was,
meaning
yeah,
you are
yeah.
not going to be able to earn as much, meaning you won't be able to, like the partnership, it won't be an equal partnership, so to speak. So ultimately, yes, as a man, I understand I'm going to have to provide. I'm not fighting anybody on that. I'm not arguing yeah. with anybody on that. But the amount of help I'm going to be able to get from a partner who has chosen I'm just going to be a wife is markedly different from a woman who has said, you know what, I want to be a career woman, and then realizes, oh, wait, let me switch this up. So
Well, I
how
would
do
have
you?
to disagree. Yeah, because that's not just being a wife, though. Because as a wife, it is you have to be that helpmate
Okay,
and
that
actually
was.
understanding the role. So if you understand your role, right, as a wife, you're going to see that first. I'm not so obsessed with having to have this career look this way, me do this thing. Instead, I'm more open to, well, what is the plan that my husband has? What are his work hours? If we're looking to have children, is there a way that I could work in a telework job around the time where I can, have my children at the same time or be supportive to my husband, still be able to do the things he needs me to do, but be able to add a job into the equation? Because the focus has to be first, my dedication is to my husband and my family, and of course, how am I going to contribute? So, how am I going to work that into what it looks like alongside me being dedicated to my husband and my family? So, it's not like you're not doing anything, but it's more so your priorities are how am I going to work this career, this job into the life of my family, not how am I going to work a family into a career, because that's a little less likely to work with when you have a man who has his own job and his own, you want him to be the leader. So you want him to create that vision and have that, hold that space for the family and what that structure looks like. But if you're already under a discipline and a structure of a job or career that's maybe very demanding, like a nurse or traveling nurse or an airline steward or something that requires you and your schedules not to be aligned, then yeah, it's much harder for you to get into that relationship. And then you're having to sacrifice relationships just so you can fit into a job. But that doesn't work that way, to be honest. So it's about priorities. How are you gonna, what are you prioritizing first? And then figuring out how then I can make this work.
Right.
What are you saying? Okay, so let's go there. What are you saying to women that are in those, like a lawyer, doctor, nurse, flight attendant that's traveling? I think in Jay's defense a little bit, something does sacrifice.
I mean, it's not even a defense, so to speak, like, 'cause I what she's saying is sort of what I was trying to get explicitly stated, because it's like eventually somebody's going to have to do that. I mean, like Rob said a little bit earlier, if whether you as the man decide, like, I do want to be a house husband or whatever the case may be, somebody's going to have to make the decision to, this is what it's going to look like for us. Whether it's, oh, I'm gonna stay at home with the kids while you go out and be Superman or Superwoman or whoever you want to be. And like the main thing is, like, there has to be a plan. Going back to the whole thing, there has to be intention. And if people have different intentions, it's like, oh, hey, I'm here for family. It's like, oh, okay, but I'm here for career. Then those intentions may never align until somebody compromises. And that's essentially what I wanted to get to.
So I guess, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Rob, go ahead.
No, yeah, as long as you compromise, that's fine, but you have to play to your strengths. So you got to play to your strengths in this economy. You playing that game, that economic money game. So if the dad makes only 55,000, he's a garbage man, and mom is, the nurse working to be a doctor, you might have to be that dad that stay at home. It's just those are just the cards that you got, but because the game here is money. So
That's
you
a
got to
tough
make
conversation too.
right.
That's
They
a
all,
hard conversation to have as far as a man.
it is.
It's
It
a
is.
very hard, because that bruises the ego. It's like, oh man, especially if you, and not a really ego, but you want to bring that to the table,
But I mean,
right? That's a tough conversation.
it is.
I think one thing that I'm realizing, especially, I'm getting older, we all are. One thing I'm realizing is that, like, if we are playing that economic game at a certain point, within reason, at a certain point, you have to set your ego to the side and be like, look, this is what I need to do to make sure my family is provided for, my people are provided for, or I am provided for. And let's be real, sometimes it sucks, and it will. But if, growing up, we never really see you never really see the days where your father was just sitting on his bed in the morning trying to figure out why he's doing this, and how hard it is to get up at 6 a.m. and get your butt to the car and drive into the office and do and break your neck
To provide for his family.
for less than you think you're worth. Nobody ever has that conversation with you, but that's ultimately what it is to be a provider. It's not fun, but it goes with the job.
Right.
All right. So to clarify here, we'll start with D. The age you're saying for a woman to get married is 21 to 25?
You just want to keep.
I just want to.
I still stand on it. I still
Stand,
stand
no,
on
no, no,
it.
no. I just want to. No, I just want to clarify to make sure. So you're saying for women, 21 to 25. What about for men?
Yeah, still the same. Within your 30s, some, if they're lucky, I know a lot of hardworking men. My husband wasn't quite in his 30, but he was hardworking. He had his intentions. But
Okay.
30 usually is that time where you'll see men start to make that shift. So anytime after 30, and you have hit all those boxes of being able to at least continuously progress through life, and you know what you want your wife and her role to play, and you know you're ready for that, to bring in that vision, and you're committed to that. And yeah, certainly a woman during that time, if you're genuinely knowing and you're seeing, like, hey, this is something that I want to be. I heard that call to want to be a wife at like 8 years old, and that was within. So that was that natural instinct. So I know it's not, that may seem, because of society, oh, women are immature. I don't even really think that. I
I
think
don't
that
think that either.
all women, yeah, all women hear that calling, but all around us, it's like you're bombarded with all these other ideas of how you should be versus just allowing yourself to give in to what you just naturally want to be anyway and work towards that. So if women are no longer fearful of that and they're able to recognize, like, what is my optimum time, for sure, it would be 21 to 25 during that time,
Okay.
especially if you've gone through life and you know what you want out of life and this is what you're willing to do. I think if that's the safest bet, also too, if you're wanting to be one of those women who own their own business or have that freedom to be able to work whatever job you want to do, it's a better time to take that investment time when you're younger to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get married, get that down pat, get into my family, maybe have a couple kids. And then when my kids, if you choose to send them to private school or public school, whatever it is, you have more free time to then go after that career that you want to go after, especially if you're able to work it into your regular duties and you don't choose to homeschool, whatever the case may be. Your options are more expanded if you do the core things first, which is getting your family and getting married. Your then options later are expanded versus if you've gone out in the world and you've gotten all these jobs and all this career, all this money, but your main thing that you want is that man and that family, and you're already, into the time where it's too late for you to have children. You're not really men that the men that you want to marry don't really want to marry you. So then it's like you're more hit with more obstacles than opportunities, and that's
Okay.
not.
Rob, what about you? Men, 30, what are your age range for men?
Yeah, 32. 32 to 35.
32 to 35. Okay. But what about women? What about women?
The same, 25, 21 to 25.
21 to
Like my wife.
25. Okay. Me, men, I think that's tough. I think there's just still a little bit of period between 30 and 32, a little immature. Because 30, I think we start to get into our prime a little bit. You have choices to make. So I think about 31 to 35 for men. Women, I think
You said 21 to 29, right?
nah,
25 to 29.
D made some good points. I questioned some points. She made because she made some points to where the as far as potential of women not having children, potential of men not wanting them. I do think that does happen, but I do think at tw I think for me, I have maybe I have to change it a little bit. 27. Nah, this is tough. Now I have to rethink because I am considering all her points. I think about 27 to no, I actually I'll put it 25 to 29. Because I
Okay.
do, I do, I, because I think there's a period of women that graduate from college and they do have a choice to make whether to make have a career or choose to be a wife. And sometimes doing that can something does sacrifice. So I will. I said 27 to 31. Now that you've made those points, I think I'm gonna have to maybe come back to maybe 25 to 29.
Now, do you think those women were actually willing to sacrifice at that age? Because again, you got to remember, a lot of women at that age, they're like, I waited this long. I want a man that had come with this, this, and this, and he got to come with this, this, and this, because I deserve this, and I done worked myself up to this, this, and this.
The reason why I feel like, the big part of it, I think I disagree a little bit between 21 and 25, 20, 21 and 24 is because I think social media plays a part into it. I think women want to experience things when they're younger. I think women want to be
able to. Now, what benefit is that, though? What are they experiencing that's benefiting them as a woman? Because what we perpetuate as what women need to experience is it's all about sexual promiscuity. That's what's being promoted to the younger generation. These 21 to 25-year-olds are being pushed the agenda of explore yourself, sexual liberation, have fun, yes. Live your life. Now, what benefit is that
It plays no benefit, but at the age of 21, and I will say this, I don't think on both fronts, men and women, there isn't that kind of mentor to say, hey, at this age, right, you got two choices to make, right? This is the benefit of if you're choosing to be a wife, you're looking to build a marriage, you're looking to build a relationship, you're looking to grow a family, have a family, the benefits is this, right? But social media society tells us, hey, don't get married that young, right? Experience, like you said, sexual experiences, go out and experience it, you know, and that even those sexual experiences that can bring children out of wedlock, out of having
multiple babies. Right, exactly. Problems, that's the risk.
Is the risk. But I think that comes from not having proper mentorship. And the problem is that proper mentorship, they're encouraging and teaching our men and women to not get married that young. And for me, you know, in my opinion, I feel like I've always had the notion that women do mature quicker than men, right? But I just feel like, I don't know, from what I'm seeing, I think women 21 to 25, I think they're still trying to, I think they're still being a little bit competitive. I think there's a competitive
that's you have to bring an awareness to what's the other option. In a way, by you telling women that that's too young, you're perpetuating that narrative that they should wait. When in all actuality, at 21, you need to be exercising the option of figuring out if you want to be a wife. That's the only way we're going to bring about this change. We can't keep telling women, oh, just because it's out here social media and you're experiencing all of that, we have to teach women how to block out all of that and recognize and listen to the inside of you of what you really feel is right. What is your, because we mature at a much older, a much younger age, we have that capability to sit back and think and figure out, is this what I want to really do? But the problem is we don't have enough of us telling us, yes, honey, at 21 years old, you need to be thinking about being a wife. You don't need to be out here trying to exercise your options and explore those options, because they could lead to some devastating results that are going to end up ruining the whole option of being married in the first place. Right. Why risk all of that?
That's how we got here.
Jay, so men, for you, what is a good appropriate age for men to get married?
Appropriate age, I would honestly, I'm gonna hit the middle ground between Rob and D. I think the age range for men, if you are like Rob said, if you are intentional, I would say the best age range for men would be between 25 and 35.
Men?
Men, I would say between 25.
Wow. Okay. Why? That's a huge range. Okay.
It's a huge range, but it depends on intention. Because I know, like, for instance, I went to my younger cousin's engagement this weekend, right?
Okay.
He's younger than me. He's several years younger than me. He's in his 20s.
Okay.
He is somebody who, like, I've watched this brother since he grew up. He has been intentional. He has been interested in, like, hey, I'm trying to build a career. I'm trying to be a husband at some point. He's been intentional about that. So that means he is on a path where, like, hey, I have a good job and I'm going to grow into, like, my economic potential is only going to go up. He's
Okay.
in that place right now.
Okay.
So if he does end up with a wife, it's like, hey, we can grow together. Cool. You are going
Okay.
to watch me grow into this man who at 35 earned six figures, can pay for his own house, all of that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So he's in a spot where the struggle love isn't so much of a struggle. So
Okay.
that's
Okay.
those are the men I'm talking about from 20, like the younger men who I'm talking about.
Okay, what about women?
For women, I would say, in the interest of like me, I think a big thing for me, we've talked about this on the show before, is the three C's: compatibility, chemistry, and connection. And I
Okay.
think it is easier to be compatible with somebody who is in your age range. So I'm going to say within the same age range, you know,
What age
so
range? Which age range?
that 25 to 35 age range.
25 to 35. Okay. So
Now,
you okay?
one thing I will say is that, and I've experienced this personally, I've seen that women who end up in their 30s without children tend to be in a rush to have children.
Okay.
So I would say if you are not concerned about children, then sure, go on ahead and get married later. But if you are interested in being a mother at some point, I would say your prime window will more than likely be between 25 and 29.
Okay.
So
Okay.
I'm going to,
I
like I
would say that also depends on how many children you're trying to have too.
that
Because a
part. Yeah,
lot of
that's
women,
true.
you want just one kid, you want two, three. How do you want to space them apart? Do y'all want them back to back to back to back? All of that
Yeah.
makes a play on your mental and your psyche. And I
And
think
that's
as men,
tough
it's
in your
important for us
30s.
to remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough in your 30s. Yeah.